A tall ship festival is a great way for landlubbers to take a peek into a long-gone nautical world, all the while keeping solid ground nearby. Brianna Thom looks like the other tourists. But the end of the festival marks the beginning of her adventure.
That's crammed, but you're not in there all that often.
Brianna will be joining six other girls on board the tall ship Unicorn for a week-long sailing trip.
It's like summer camp for me. Like, other kids go to Camp Unalai or something in Green Bay, and I go to boat camp, so.
Brianna says each trip begins with tears and homesickness, but it soon passes.
Once you get on and you're comfortable, you don't even really think about your family all that much. You're just like, yes, let's keep going, and it's an adventure.
But the focus of this voyage is not on sailing.
My husband and I have owned this boat for 14 years.
Dawn Santa Maria owns the Unicorn and is executive director of a program called Sisters Under Sail.
So I knew we had something really special that we could offer to other girls, and we had this beautiful ship. I wanted to use it for good.
The Unicorn has the only all-female tall ship crew in the world.
We're not doing that to make a statement. We do it really to deliver our mission.
And then the two clippies get clipped right back to your D-rings.
They provide empowering life lessons to a different group of teenage girls each week.
Awesome.
It really is important to us that if we were going to teach this empowerment program, that we wanted to be women leading the program.
So you say lay in a loft, which means you're going to climb aloft.
Dawn wants the girls to learn confidence, and they don't start off easy.
We try to see that they are capable of stretching themselves, and I don't care how high they climb. That's so not what this activity is all about. It's really about getting them to look at challenges and how they face challenges in their life.
Yes!
Brianna has dealt with these challenges before.
This is my third year aboard the Unicorn. Back on deck!
As an alum, Brianna actually has more responsibility that we give her.
Probably be easier if we go up here. You want to come up here too? I don't want to feel like a know-it-all. Like, so I don't want to like step in too much. This way.
She'll be asked to take on more leadership.
All this to get a flag untangled.
The girls will have a chance to bond over chores, like washing dishes and night watch.
It's really quick. Like, since you're down there at night, you like talk during dinner, you talk while you're down there, and kind of become like a little family for the week.
Well, the first day is always the one where they're like deer in the headlights, you know. They're not really sure what it is that they've signed on for. They're not really sure what it is we're going to ask them to do. They have no idea about the ship life.
Dawn says the lessons about leadership, teamwork, and communication teach themselves.
Your head's so high, it's all the way.
You know, we're just kind of there to put it into a nice little pile and to help them connect the dots between what it is that they're doing aboard the ship and how that translates to higher lessons in life.
You're just kind of yourself, and you learn to be yourself, and you find out who you really are.
Brianna has taken the lessons of past trips home with her.
Usually I'll be like, yeah, I really know myself now, and then you get back to school and it's, I don't want to stick out.
But if you can climb seven stories to lower the topsail.
This one right here we aren't tired, or the other side?
High school is easy.
You just realize that it's not all that important to be cool in high school. It's more about making good friends and just surrounding yourself with people who care about you and will help you.
Lower topsail loose!
Every day these kids are learning skills, and it's like building blocks. I can always tell that Wednesday is the day, and they're really feeling like, hey, you know, I got this, I know what I'm doing, I know what things are called. Then you're no longer trying to necessarily bring the child out. Now you're really just trying to get it to solidify. By Friday, when they're reaching their new ports and their parents are there to greet them, you know, they're like, wow, what'd you do to this kid?
And then you come out here and it's a completely different experience, so it's a cool way to see the world.